Chapter 14. A few days later, I'm hanging out with Char and the twins. Char told me I better show up if I know what's good for me. She says she don't like how I'm acting lately. Forgetting to do her homework. Giving her too much lip. She's right. I'm pushing my luck with her. But maybe I can learn to hang with Char and get along with her, too. Fighting her ain't no use. Look where it got me the last time in the lunchroom. I'm tired of working in the school office. It's been a few weeks now, and I'm still bored stiff. I want to have some fun. So after fifth period, instead of going to the office to work, I head to the lockers with Char, Raina, and Racer. And who do we run into but Miss Saunders, who's on hall duty? The first thing Miss Saunders does is ask me how work is coming in the office. Then she says, I guess you're headed there now. You are working there today, right? Char stays cool for once, and she and the twins start walking ahead of Miss Saunders and me. I'm on my way, I say, turning back around and walking up the hall toward the office. I hear Miss Saunders tell Char and the twins they better hurry up to class or they will have to get a late note to get in. Char says something smart and keeps stepping. A moment later, I hear the school side exit door closing. Miss Saunders walks me to the office like I'm some baby. She's dressed to the nines, like usual. She's got on gold hoop earrings with dolphins jumping through them, and she's making small talk, asking how I am, asking if I read her latest assignment. That a designer suit you're wearing? I ask, knowing full well it is. Miss Saunders fingers the collar. I think so. You think so? Don't you know? Yes, it is, Malika, she says, kind of smart. Real teachers can't afford designer suits, I say, before I really think about what I'm saying. I wore suits for my job at the ad agency. Suits are kind of like a uniform, I guess. My mom wears a uniform to work. What you got on ain't no uniform. Miss Saunders nods. I think if I was wearing my own clothes, I would feel like 2 cents next to her. But I'm in Char stuff, so I'm holding my own. What are you doing here, Miss Saunders? At McClinton, I mean, I ask. While we walk, Miss Saunders stops every once in a while and picks up a gum wrapper or a soda can tab. I want to teach, she says, plain as day. Then how come you're not at that Catholic school 10 blocks from here, or one of them private schools downtown? Miss Saunders doesn't say nothing. She's just walking slow, like I got all day. I mean, teachers don't come here 'cause they want to. They get dumped here 'cause they goofed up someplace else, usually. Except Ty, maybe. But you know, she's weird. She wanted to come to McClinton, I tell her. Then Miss Saunders gives me a trick question that I ain't expecting. Why are you here? What? I fold my arms tight in front of me. Why are you here? She asks again. I checked your records. Last year you passed the test for Central Middle School across town. You check my records? I check all my students' records. In business, you always learn about your clients, who they are, what makes them tick. It helps you do your job better. It's the same with teaching. Know your clients. It bothers me that Miss Saunders knows all my business. You know about us kids, but we don't know nothing about you. Except where you came from before you got here, that you like suits and jewelry, and that you was born with that face. Miss Saunders says there's nothing much to know about her. She's single. She doesn't have any kids. She was working 18-hour days and traveling the country all the time. When she turned 40, she didn't want to do it anymore. 6 months later, she found out about the school board's new plan for letting executives teach in the schools. "You gave that up to come here?" I asked, reaching down and picking up a broken pen. "The business world can be very competitive," Miss Saunders says. "I was always trying to outthink, outperform, even outdress my competitors. It was wearing me down." "Well, you're the best dressed one in this place," I say. Miss Saunders reaches for the top button on her suit. "You think you ever going back, Miss Saunders? Back to working in a big company?" I ask. Miss Saunders shakes her head. "No, I think teaching is it for me." "You won't miss the money and stuff like that?" She shakes her head a second time. We turn the corner and I go into the office. Miss Saunders walks in, throws trash in the garbage can by the door, and keeps on going. It's the first time me and her have been together without things falling apart.